This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Skype username is lrn.fm that allows you to bring up what you want. With us here, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want by going to freetalklive.com. Download archives that go back for more than a decade. You can watch the latest episode on our YouTube channel. You can get interactive in a variety of different ways, including the front page of the website, where you can actually create the content that you see there. Every news story, every YouTube video, everything that's linked there on that front page was put there by listeners like you, somebody like you who took the time to submit a link to the front page of the site. It's a Reddit-based site. It's free to use. So you're welcome to join us there and get interactive for free over at freetalklive.com. So I think we're finally going to get back into the story that we started the show with. So to bring you up to speed, if you're just now tuning in, Daryl, in the first hour, you had brought up this interesting story by or about, I don't think it was it written by the person who
was
did?
Not written by okay. the person, but she did speak with the author from Business Insider. It's about University of Pennsylvania Professor Lisa Servon, who decided to go work as a teller at a check cashing store to find out why customers used that service. She found that check cashers were frequently cheaper and served customers' needs better than banks, those needs specifically being cost, transparency, and service.
Yeah, okay. Let's hear more about that.
And
because that sounds shocking, you know, to a lot of people, I think.
She says that, "I knew that people I had worked with closely with whom that being the prevailing wisdom of unbanked people are dumb." She says that...
Or losers.
Right. That's not true. They actually know where every penny goes. They budget things. They know where to get the best deals. And so it struck me that if they were using check cashers, there must be a good reason for that. Having already been steeped in academia and research, Servon did not think that she would actually gain any new insights from being behind the desk, but in late 2012,
surprise,
she decided to embed in those communities to get a firsthand look, landing a job as a teller for 4 months at a check cashing store in the South Bronx. She would later go on...
Oh, so this was in the U.S. Okay, because the story
is from
the U.K.
Business Insider U.K. edition,
okay.
But it is about
from,
the U.S.
From New York, okay.
She would later to go on to work as a teller and a loan collector at a payday loan store in Oakland.
Huh.
She did not go undercover, but rather was hired on the up and up thanks to some help from Joe Coleman, the president of a small chain of New York City check cashers called Right Check. Or rather, Right Check Cashing. I hate when line spacing does that to where it cuts something off in the middle of a name. This guy had actually guest lectured for her for one of her classes several years prior. She said, "It felt like the only way I could answer this question, if alternative financial service providers are so bad, if they are so predatory and so sleazy and so much in the business of taking advantage of people, why do people use them in growing numbers?"
And surely she would see it when she went to work at this place.
Yes. She recounts her journey in a new book, The Unbanking of America, How the New Middle Class Survives. And the book seeks to untangle the reasons millions of Americans are fleeing the broken banking system and opting instead for alternative financial services in increasingly large numbers, providing many first-person accounts from people Servon encountered while working in the field. Early in the book, she focuses on her experience at Right Check Cashing, which is part of an industry that reached $58 billion in 2010,
wow,
up from $45 billion two decades earlier. If check cashing was so shady, why were more people flocking to it?
Mm.
She was surprised by what people told her over and over. Servan heard and observed that check cashers often meet customers' needs better than the banks. Again, cost, transparency, and service, and then the article looks into each of these a little deeper. People told me they were saving money by going to the check cashier instead of a bank. The Right Check she worked at charged $1.50 to pay a bill, 89 cents to buy a money order, and roughly 1.95% as regulated by state law of the face value of a check to cash it.
I've seen Walmarts, they don't do it up here, but in the South, where I'm from in Florida, you could get a money order for free from Walmart.
I've never seen from Walmart getting a money order for free.
Yep.
Now, I do know that a lot of grocery stores will have this, you know, customer service area where you can pay your utility bills for a small fee. Mm-hmm. You can get money orders fairly cheaply. This is not something that's unique only to the check cashers.
Sure.
But again, she says that these small fees add up, but they often pale in comparison to unexpected charges, maintenance fees, and overdraft fees that customers have experienced at banks. The rate for money orders is cheaper than at most banks. I did not know this, which commonly charge between $5 to $10.
Even if you're a customer, I went and got a money order for a friend at his bank account for me the other day, and it was $5.
Wow.
And it was his account, and it was money order for him.
Huh.
And even as well, what's it, $3 for a postal money order or three something?
Well, like he said, it was 89 cents at this check cashing place. Right. You could walk into Walmart and get one for 49 cents right here in Keene.
And that's just great to have these free market options for this stuff. That's what I like about it.
Servan says customers told me that bank fees were an important factor in their decision to patronize check cashers. She provides examples in the books of a man named Carlos, a local contractor who came in on a Thursday to cash $5,000 for his small business, paying a $97.50 fee and a $10 tip to Servan in the process. That's $100 he'll never see again. How can he be coming out ahead compared with using a bank? Servan explains, if Carlos is like many small contractors operating in New York City, he relies at least in part on undocumented workers who are unlikely to themselves have bank accounts.
I can explain the benefit of what this guy just did.
If Carlos deposited his check in a bank, it would take a few days to clear.
That's right.
Too late to deliver cash on payday, or maybe the check was a deposit for a job he had been contracted to do and he needed supplies to get started.
Right away.
If he couldn't get started right away, he risked losing another job to another contractor.
That makes sense.
Paying $100 isn't much compared with the cost of losing
good
laborers that need to be replaced or forfeiting new business. She says, it feels expensive, it is expensive, but it makes good sense, and there are many stories like
it. Well, that does make sense. I mean, if you, if you want convenience, you pay for it, and whether it's convenience stores like 7-Eleven that charge you more because they're open 24 hours, and you can walk in and get beer or milk or whatever it is you need.
Not just that. Here's another example of convenience costing more. Have you ever noticed that a 20-ounce soda is cheaper than more expensive than a 2-liter?
Oh, yeah.
2-liter sodas are more expensive because who's going to walk around lugging a 2-liter to sip on for 4 days?
And they're refrigerated, usually, because they're in a soda machine. Unlike
by checkout.
Right. So, convenience pays. You pay more for convenience. And in that guy's case, it makes total sense to go to a check cashing service.
Now they look at transparency. Outsiders may think the signage at a check cashier resembling that of a fast food menu is gouch. I'm guessing I'm pronouncing that right. I don't think I've ever seen this word. G-A-U-C-H-E.
I'm not sure on that
with
either.
Simple polished interiors of a local bank branch, but that's a feature, not a bug. Customers feel like they knew exactly what they were paying for when they went to the check cashier, and if you go into a check cashier, you will see there are signs that span the teller window that list every product that's for sale and how much it costs.
That makes sense.
Transparency is critical.
I believe it's, according to Google, it's gauche, if I'm reading this pronunciation guide correctly. And comparing the menu with banks where the fees are hidden, basically, they have a fee schedule, but man, it's,
she 50 gets different into fees. That.
Right. Toll free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Your experience being unbanked. If you want to share that with us, you can do that. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're talking about check cashing and a professor who went and worked at some check cashing places to kind of learn a thing or two about it rather than going with the prevailing wisdom about it and, you know, the belief that the people that use check cashing services are somehow financially irresponsible or losers or, you know, whatever.
Being taken advantage of.
Yeah, and she's really kind of had an interesting experience. And, Daryl, you're sharing that story with us from Business Insider UK. We'll continue that coming up here. Also, I do want to let you know about if you want to save money, you should check out Save It Purse. SaveItPurse.com. I got something on the way to me. It should be here tomorrow, which I saved 25% on.
Nice.
From Amazon. You just got something at 23% off.
Yes.
And you can get these deals, too. It's available to anybody who takes the time to go to SaveItPurse.com and who has Bitcoin or one of the other more popular cryptocurrencies, because they do have Shapeshift built right into SaveItPurse. It's an amazing website. And this
is the easiest way to get comfortable with Bitcoin, to practically use Bitcoin. Go buy $100 worth of Bitcoin.
Yep.
Set up a purse wallet, put it in the purse wallet, and just buy something that you like for and do the maximum. The max is still 33% on it, correct?
It is, yep. Yeah.
And it's been about 3 weeks since I bought anything, so I haven't really needed anything lately. But I pretty much always just set it up for the max and just
really?
Wait.
Do you get bites at 33% still?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
Well, 3 weeks ago I did. You know,
Well, the market conditions do change over time, but you can get 10, 15, 20, 30% off, 25% off. You can save 5% instantly with Purse Instant.
And that's good if there's something that's a Prime-only price.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that you get that, because there's no guarantee that whoever buys your thing at 20% off is using Prime.
Correct. They might do
but
slow shipping.
Purse Instant is Prime.
Right.
So I placed
That's
an
amazing.
Order Sunday afternoon. The item was delivered on Monday.
Incredible. So SaveItPurse.com is where you can go to get started. SaveATPurse.com. We'll get back into check cashing here. We got David in New Mexico on Skype. Go ahead, David.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Since you mentioned that Prime, what did you just say just now, Daryl, about what is Prime already? What would clarify that, please?
Amazon Prime. So that's the thing where you get guaranteed 2-day shipping at no added cost.
Well, there's a cost to Prime. You have to pay $100 a year or something like that to join the Prime program, unless you use SaveItPurse.com.
Right. But, you know, no added cost for each shipment or each order. So it's a flat,
right.
You pay $100 per year, and here's one of the benefits.
Right. So for people that shop often at Amazon, Prime's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
But if you want to get Prime's benefits without actually having to pay for Prime, and you want to save 5%, then you should use SaveItPurse.com.
But there's times where Amazon will offer Prime-only discounts.
Mm-hmm.
So the only people that can get that discount
exclusive
are Amazon Prime members.
And people who use SaveItPurse.com, because people who use
Instant Buy.
Right. People who use the Instant Buy are using Purse's Prime membership to get their product.
Got it. That's the part that's the mechanism I missed.
Got
that, that guarantees lock that Prime price in. And another question on that, as long as we're on that, is that I haven't heard answered yet, naturally is so if people are buying these things for you so that they can get your Bitcoin,
correct?
Right?
And yes. They're paying a premium for it. If you're saving 15%, they're paying 15% over what the cost of Bitcoin
right.
typically
is. So let me explain why, and I'm going to use my crystal ball and try to predict your question of why would somebody pay extra to purchase Bitcoin.
Was that your question?
Yeah.
There are people that will either have an Amazon affiliate link to where they wind up getting Amazon credit, or they otherwise do work for Amazon. So Stephanie Murphy, she has some stuff to where she winds up getting Amazon credit for Amazon UK. She has no need to purchase things directly from the UK. So she'll use Purse to convert that Amazon UK credit
into
Bitcoin, and she's fine with paying the additional premium. There are some people that live in Southeast Asia that will do what's called Amazon Mechanical Turks.
That's right.
They get Amazon credit. They either can't use that credit themselves, or they need to convert it to something that can easily be converted to a local currency. they'll use Purse to get Bitcoin and then use Bitcoin as the intermediary.
Those are some of the examples. There also just might be somebody who wants to buy with a credit card, buy Bitcoin with a credit card, which is hard to find credit card purchasing for Bitcoin.
Yes, it is.
And so that person who's willing to pay 10, 15, 20% extra for that convenience of being able to use a credit card could then just go on, use their credit card to buy the thing on Amazon that you want. So Amazon gets their full amount. And that person pays with their credit card, and they get Bitcoin for it.
When I first when I first started using Purse, after I got the first couple where I could get like 15% and 20% off, because I think the first couple you have to lock in at
10 or 15. Yeah.
Anyways, when I got it opened up, I started putting some stuff on there for 50% and 45% back when it was up that high, and I got a $400 juicer for 49% off. So I sent the guy a message, and I'm like, hey, did you buy this with a stolen credit card? And he's like, no, I'm in South Africa, and I really need Bitcoin, and this Amazon credit is pretty much useless to me, is what he said. So because I was just wondering why someone was so desperate for Bitcoin, they would pay 49%, and that's what he told me.
One other thing that you had mentioned too, what did the people in Southeast Asia, what kind of currency did they start with that was not usable in some manner?
Amazon credit. So the people who are working for Mechanical Turk, which is the program that Amazon has that, as I understand, it's like data entry, like this very kind of repetitive task kind of job.
Yeah, I've never looked into it. I've only heard people talk about it.
So you can work for Amazon, but you wouldn't want to if you lived in the United States because a minimum wage job would pay you more. So this is a very low paid, as I understand it. Again, I haven't looked deeply into it, but a very low paid kind of work that anybody in any country with an internet connection can do. And Amazon pays their people that are doing this Amazon Turk or Mechanical Turk work. They're paying them in Amazon store credits, basically. In order to get out of the store credits, they can turn these store credits. So if they don't need anything from Amazon, they can just turn those store credits into Bitcoin, which opens up to the entire world as far as what they can purchase, rather than only being able to spend what they've earned at the company store, basically. Thanks for the call tonight, David. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. James in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, what a surprise. Hey, Jay, I'd like to answer a question you posed to me last time I tried to talk with you. But I should like to say to you that respectfully, no insult intended, that your conspiracy theory Looney Tune things that you believe in do great disservice the hope of a libertarian society and a libertarian party.
You're going to have to give an example.
Hold on, James. We're going to bring you back for that. 855-450-FREE. Apparently, Jay is willing to continue the conversation, so we'll see how this goes.
I just want to know what he's talking about.
Yeah, we'll see. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. James will return, and your calls are certainly welcome. Plus, more about check cashing and the reality behind the customers. It's Free Talk Live.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Should you wish to support Free Talk Live more directly, I mean, obviously you can share the show and tell your friends and family that you listen to Free Talk Live, share your favorite episodes. Those are great ways to help us out. But if you want to support more directly, you can join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Please take a moment to do it if you like what we do here and you want us to keep doing it and keep getting on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board. We got a big one coming up that we're going to be adding in Louisiana this weekend if all goes well. And talk to the program director this week. He says everything should be all right. So I'll check with him later on next week and make sure it went well, and then we'll announce them officially. And we'll get more stations on if we can do more marketing of Free Talk Live, and the AMP program allows us to do that. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. ampamp.freetalklive.com. We got more coming up about check cashing services and their customers and what they're really like. But first, James in Arizona said that he had a question for Jay, but you mentioned first, James, something about Jay's conspiracy theories, and Jay asked you for a specific example. Hello, James in Arizona.
Hi, Jay. Since you may claim to be a man of love and compassion and a man of open mind, not to mention your show is called Free Talk Live, and it's viable. Anybody can call in. You should be more than willing to, and how gracious of you to have a conversation with somebody that couldn't disagree with you more about so many things. And to quickly answer your question, your question to me about when did Daryl WPU lie about me? Well, the last time I ever spoke to him on Free Talk Live in December on a Saturday night, not to mention the very first time I ever talked to him on 3
What's that got to do with conspiracy theories?
I know you don't care about smears, because I don't believe you're a man of love or compassion. I believe you're a man of iron will that likes people that agree with you and hate people like me that don't agree with you. But my question is about...
You don't know anything about Jay, obviously.
I do. I listen to your show. And if, okay.
You should come work with me a little bit.
Then, Minister Bernard, let us have a conversation, because I'm going to ask him a question about the Iraq war. And yes, Jay, I was actually surprised, for I did think that you were going to say we went into Iraq for oil. But you had, you can spun this conspiracy theory about citing the only person in Congress that you don't think is a criminal. You cited somebody that agrees with you, Ron Paul, or that you agree with. That we
yeah,
went
I agree
into
with
Iraq.
Him on a lot of stuff.
We went, I know, so do I, Jay.
Cool.
A lot of stuff, long before you ever did, and I know that. But, Jay, the reason why I'm not a Ron Paul fanatic anymore because he's out of his mind, not to mention a coward, as you are, for agreeing with him about why we went into Iraq, which had something to do with monetary policy, so to speak.
Yep, that's right. I did talk about that.
Right. So, again, I'm surprised you didn't say oil, but there was such thing called a coalition of the willing, and there were hundreds of thousands of armed men that went into Iraq because of, not because Saddam Hussein was a weapon of mass destruction and the mass murderer and the most dangerous gangster on earth, who was also the richest and most powerful gangster on earth. We went in there because of some monetary reasons, you say. Okay, it's your
because
moral
you refuse to take U.S. dollars for oil. That is what I said. Yep.
Not to mention, it's not only Ron Paul's moral obligation, which he dropped the ball on, because he was a member of Congress and he didn't ask for articles of impeachment against George Bush and insist on it and make like Cato and Brutus and Cicero if Bush was ever in his midst, because that would be his duty. Again, Jay, if we invaded Iraq for reasons that weren't the truth, I'm still wondering how George Bush, the dunce that all of you think he is, conned a coalition of the willing foreign governments to invade Iraq and put their own young men and women on the sassafrases on the line, literally.
Thanks for the question, James. Appreciate it. Go ahead, Jay, if you want to answer that.
Well, so basically,
how did he con everybody?
How did George Bush con everybody? Well, I think George Bush, just like pretty much every president, was just a good actor, a very good puppet, doing what he's told by, I don't know, whoever. You know, it's pretty obvious that the president's really not in control. I say the presidency is like a school bus, and the president's not driving. Somebody else is, whether it's the international banking community, whether it's big oil, whether it's, I don't know who, whatever industry, a combination of all these industries. And the president, you know, he's not on the back of the bus. He's probably somewhere in the middle, but he's definitely not in control. And I believe that Bush was just a really good actor. He was a guy that could look dumb. A lot of people thought he was dumb. I don't think he was dumb. I just thought he was a really good actor. And you know, saying that Saddam Hussein was the baddest, richest gangster in the world, I think the Rothschild family or these, you know, London bankers are much bigger and badder than Saddam Hussein could ever be.
For sure.
Because literally, as soon as every nation in the world that has rejected the international banking cartels, has rejected the U.S. dollar, all of a sudden they become a target. They get bombed. They become terrorists. They become this axis of evil because they don't want to participate in a central bank. I mean,
wasn't there a guy who wrote a book about that, about how the IMF will essentially use the U.S. military?
Yeah, I think it was Tales of an Economic Hitman.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And so that guy's been on, when I was in Colorado, I listened to this guy, Dave Hodges, quite a bit, Dave Hodges' show. And he had that, I can't remember that guy's name off the top of my head, but
somebody can Google
it. He had that guy on several times. And yeah, that guy, he explained a lot of that. And in fact, now that you mention that, I kind of think I got a little more of this so-called conspiracy theory James brought up about how, you know, the reason the United States went into Iraq was because they rejected the U.S. dollar for oil. I kind of think it came from that Tales of an Economic Hitman guy.
Yeah, and he seemed to know
and
a thing
he
or
did
two.
Reference Ron Paul on that, but there is a really good Ron Paul YouTube video where Ron Paul explains this, and Ron Paul lays it out really well. And, you know, I mean, it just goes to show that James, you know, he's angry. He obviously isn't all there. When he starts, like, really bad-mouthing Ron Paul, I mean, I can't see where Ron Paul did anything wrong.
No, he's a brilliant, well-researched,
for years,
principled man, and there's no doubt about it. Thanks for the call, James. Let's bring Dodger on here in Battle Creek, Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dodger.
Hi, gentlemen, and I'm sorry I'm going. Thank you for taking my call.
That's what we
first do. First off, I wanted to ask. I don't get a chance to listen every night, and I listen to podcasts here and there.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to Mark Edge?
Oh, he is on what he's calling not a vacation.
He's on a boat.
Yeah, he's in on a boat right now in Marathon, Florida, and is going to be continuing on a boat mostly for the next couple months, month and a half or something like that. I know he said he was getting burned out, though.
Temporarily off of the boat for Anarcho-Pulco.
That's correct, yeah. He'll be on for the 5 days or whatever, 4 or 5 days that we're going to be broadcasting from Acapulco, Mexico, starting late next week.
So I'll hear him here pretty soon back on Free Talk Live. If only
temporarily, yeah. And then he'll be back on his boat doing his thing. He says it's not a vacation, though. He claims that he's working while he's...
Okay, well... I miss him, and I really miss hearing Ian and Mark disagreeing on things. I really love the banter that you guys have. But really, I'm calling. You guys got quite a bit of snow there. We've had a really mild winter. And actually, funny thing is I'm calling with a public service announcement tonight.
Okay.
And I'm politely asking people, not because your local government is telling you to do it. Please keep your sidewalks clear, people. It's not a big deal here right now because we don't really have any snow here in Southwest Michigan. But seriously, when
did you slip and fall or something? Like why are you saying that?
No. It's not for me. I mean, I'm in my mid-30s. I'm a pretty healthy individual. I'm just thinking about, not myself, but for you. You know, everybody's got that guy down the street that's disabled that has to take public transportation, or, the kids that need to get to their government indoctrination camps. You've got Sarah, if she were living, Sarah from Albuquerque, if she happened to be living in New England right now, I mean, she has to take public transportation. It's just a matter, it's just a polite thing to do. Don't do it because the government, asks you to do it or tells you you
have
to.
Some of them, they make you do it. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Back to the program in a minute, but first, I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that's on your mind. In these remaining moments, whether we're going to have time to get back into the check cashing story, probably unlikely because we do have some other calls on the line. And, of course, you can talk about anything you want. But that full story is up on the website right now. Or not website, but it's up on our Facebook and Twitter.
If you posted it, it is.
Yes, I posted it earlier in the show when we first started talking about it. So if you want to dig deeper into this, feel free there at twitter.freetalklive.com or facebook.freetalklive.com. You'll find it there. Ian, Jay, and Daryl, as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Dodger, you'd called in about a public service announcement. You wanted to ask people to clear their sidewalks in front of their homes and businesses. And certainly businesses have an interest in clearing their sidewalks. They want to make sure they're as accessible as possible to get people in the door and not have them slipping and falling and things like that. But I believe that here in New Hampshire, it's actually not illegal to leave your sidewalk uncleared. In Massachusetts, I believe it is. But
you were writing tickets yesterday to a couple of guys telling me about it.
In New Hampshire, you can leave your sidewalk snowy. Now, the city of Keene does provide a service of clearing sidewalks. So every now and then, it's not every, you know, the moment after it snows, but within a day or so after it snows, there'll be this device that this drivable
thing. It's like a
little
Bobcat sort of thing.
Yeah, like a huge snow thrower, basically, Bobcat device that goes and clears the sidewalks. But ultimately, the people who are, there's a guy down the street from the studio who is crippled. He's in a wheelchair, and, you know, you'll see him out and about, and he'll just ride down the street. I mean, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a professional pedestrian. The state of Michigan sees me as an unfit driver because I refuse to pay them certain fines. So I see this all the time. And the hypocrisy, you said this just before the break, that your government may make you. And there has yet to be a place that I live where the government doesn't have an ordinance, making you clear the sidewalk. However, the hypocrisy comes from the fact that they are the worst at clearing their own sidewalks.
we were actually talking about this, where I mentioned to Ian, because we go up to the State House quite frequently, I said, have you ever noticed that the sidewalk and, like, the big concrete area leading up to the front steps and the front steps of the State House and the Legislative Office Building are almost always spotless?
Mm-hmm.
The sidewalk going horizontal along State Street and Main Street, almost always spotless. Now, the sidewalks going down the sides of those buildings, most of the time are, you know, somewhat clean-ish, but there's still going to be some snow and some slush. You go two blocks over, and there are streets where they've not even touched the sidewalk.
You know, one of the things I like about New Hampshire, just as an aside, at least here in Keene, there's only a sidewalk on one side of the street. So just as those, just
in
to
the
save
residential
money.
Area.
Yeah, like just to save money, you know, where I'm from in Florida, there's always a sidewalk on both sides of the street just because, you know, they spend money on everything there. But here it's like they don't even put street signs up at every intersection.
They don't put stop signs up at every three-way or four-way intersection.
And there's only one sidewalk on one side of the street, so like
if there's a sidewalk at all in the residential area.
I'd almost bet the Florida Construction Workers Association has something to do with there being sidewalks on both sides of every street.
Probably so. So yeah, if you're looking for a place where there's no sidewalk clearing law, New Hampshire is that place. Dodger, anything else you want to share?
I just walk along and see people they'll clear their driveway, but they won't touch their sidewalk. Don't do it because the government makes you do it. Do it just because it's the right thing to do.
I don't really care about it personally. It doesn't bother me if it's not cleared. It's just snow to walk
in the street.
Yeah, but
it might bother that crippled guy down the street, you know, especially if you live on a busy street. That's all.
Well, I mean, if you're crippled, you can, you know, live in a assisted living center or, you know, in a place where they're, you know, like an apartment complex where
maybe
there are cleared sidewalks.
Maybe you broke your leg and you've got to hobble around on crutches for 4 months. You're not going to go live in an assisted living facility for 4 months while your leg heals.
This is a pretty good road, though, if the cruise around on a wheelchair because it's not that busy. And,
right.
I mean, even the sidewalks here. He's probably on the road even in the summertime because the sidewalks here look like they're kind of rough from what I've
noticed. Yeah, that's true. Sometimes the sidewalks are a little janky. That's definitely
true. See, there's like big tree roots growing through one over here and stuff. So I don't even know how a wheelchair would do.
There you go, Dodger. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate it. So let's continue here. Sarah in New Mexico. Hey, Sarah, I think Daryl might have some interesting news that he wants to share with you. I know you were calling about something, so why don't you get your topic out, and then we'll share the good news with you.
Well, okay. Well, the thing is that the texting while driving is going to be attempted to be raised to $100. So we passed the House already, so we just have to pass the Senate. And the thing
that's
is,
not
is that
good news at all.
Well, to me, it's a good news because it's too much work for the police to show up in court and fine them for $25. You know what? Everybody for that much aggravation for $25. Everybody's talking on their cell phone, and they're gonna hit me while I'm crossing the street because they're distracted looking.
I got bad news for you, Sarah. If you drive if you make it illegal to text while driving, the people will not stop texting. They will just make it more difficult for people to detect that they're texting. And so the way they do that is by holding their phone down in their lap instead of holding it up above the steering wheel where it would be a safer way to text. Now, I'm saying it's not safe to text and drive, okay? I'm not recommending that you do this. I think it's a terrible idea to do that. But people are going to do it. And if they're going to do it, I would rather have them at the very least having the peripheral vision of theirs on the road at the time because they can hold their phone up above the steering wheel because they're not afraid of getting a ticket as opposed to what they do now. And I see it happen because when I'm sitting here in the studio, I can look out the window and see people looking at their phones in their lap because I'm higher up than the people in their
I
cars.
I see it all the time driving a truck down the highway all the time.
All the time. And they're doing it because they know that if there's a cop that's nearby, he won't be able to know for sure what they're doing because he won't see the phone if they're holding it down in their lap. But, of course, if they're holding it down in their lap, there's no way they're able to see anything at all on the road in front of them in that circumstance, which makes it more likely that they're going to run into you, Sarah.
That voice attack works so good,
doing
though.
That for over $25. So they might as well make it $100.
Here's an idea. The penalty is death. You commit any crime, the penalty is death. Would you be cool with that? And then there would be no criminals because who wants to wind up getting killed?
No, I'm not in that extreme.
Not in favor of that, huh?
Okay. Life imprisonment.
Yeah, no. No, I mean, no, but the thing is...
Lose your driver's license for 20 years.
Well, they're already putting it on the lap. They're already doing that already. Everybody's looking at their lap. They got a cell phone stuck to their head. They're already doing that. $25, Well, jack it up to $100. But,
or get rid of the law altogether.
All right, so Sarah, we got some good news for you here. Daryl, what's the story that you wanted to share with Sarah?
Judge orders Ohio Village to pay back $3 million from a red light cameras, the speed
Ooh.
Cameras that have become a cash cow for the small village of New Miami, Ohio. Population $2,200. Town collected over $3 million in revenue from motorists after installing standalone speed cameras along one of its major thoroughways or throughways, US 127. The speed cameras in New Miami is less than 1 square mile. Automatically, that being the town, less than 1 square
mile. So they generated $3 million in less than 1 square mile with just a couple of cameras.
Yes. Yeah. Automatically fined motorists $95 if they drove faster than 50 miles per hour. It proved to be a lucrative venture for the village just 35 miles north of Cincinnati. But now the village must pay back every cent they collected because those cameras were ruled unconstitutional in 2014 when drivers filed a class action lawsuit against the village. An Ohio judge ruled in favor
That's
awesome.
Of the drivers who claimed that they were unfairly ticketed. Butler County Judge Michael Oster wrote in the decision, "Any collection or retention of the monies collected under the ordinance was wrongful."
Wow.
The village reportedly cited almost 45,000 people and collected $1.8 million during the 15 months the cameras were tracking down drivers.
So just to be clear, they're going to refund to the victims specifically or to the taxpayers of the town? I didn't get catch that.
I believe to the victims. It isn't really clear here.
That's going to be a lot of work.
They also paid another $1.2 million to Opto Traffic, the company that ran the speed camera program.
They're not going to get any of their money back. So this is going to come out of taxpayers' pockets.
No, they're going to refund the taxpayers the $1.2 million.
Ah.
And then the people that got fined, $1.8
million. Sarah, you'll have to tell us what you think about it when you call us again another time, because we're out of time tonight.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.